Okay, good morning. I thank you for coming, and thanks for the opportunity for me to be able to share some Torah. I want to thank Moshe because of him I'm here. So and we did what I want to do today this morning is to go over an area that we did together, Moshe and I did together on Shavuos morning. It's sort of a work in progress. So I'm just going to share some thoughts and welcome the questions and everything because it's evolving. So I just want to say that from the beginning. The area is basically the area of Shabbos. And I think we sent out the notice was the gift of Shabbos. So that's a reference really to a Gemara in Masachah Shabbos, which I'll get to. Okay, we'll start off with a pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, that we're very very familiar with. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashivi Vaykadesh Aso Kivoshavas Mikol Malachtel, etc. So Hashem blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because on that seventh day, he rested from all of his work. Okay. So I just want a basic, simple question. I just want to understand what does it mean that Hashem blessed and sanctified the seventh day then? Okay. So let me spell out the question. Rashi on that pasuk says, "Vayvarech vaykadesh." He says, "Mikra kasuv al ha'asi." So Rashi says that the pasuk is referring to the future. That what does it mean that Hashem blessed and sanctified the seventh day? It doesn't mean that He sanctified it from that Shabbos because there's nobody around. I mean, there was Adam Harishon and Chava, but there's nobody really around in terms of keeping Shabbos or anything like that. So it means it's referring to the future. And what specifically is it referring to? So he says, "Sheyered lecha mishnah min hashamayim bayom hashishi b'shvil haShabbos, uvaShabbos lo yered klal." So that's the bracha and the kiddush. That on Friday there'll be a double portion of manna. That's the bracha because it's for Shabbos. And the kiddush is that there won't be any man falling on Shabbos. It's a separate special sanctified day. Okay, and Rav Sadia Gaon says he takes a similar approach with different specifics. The Rav Sadia Gaon is brought down by the Ramban on the pasuk over there. The pasuk is referring to the future. It's not referring to then. It's a future reference. He says, "What's the bracha and the kiddush?" He says, "Shomrei Shabbos yiyu mevurachim u'mekudashim." The people who keep Shabbos. So there was no keeping Shabbos then, right? It was just Adam. It's just Adam Arisha, Adam and Chava. So, but it's referring to the future when the people who keep Shabbos will be blessed and will be sanctified. Okay. All right. But Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, who wrote a parish on the Chumash, we have, I don't know if he wrote more than this, but we have Bereishis and Shemos. I don't know if he wrote on Vayikra B'Midbar and Dvarim, but okay, so we have Bereishis and Shemos. He has a very, very different approach. Okay, so, and this always bothered me. So I'll read you his words, I'll translate it, and see if we could get to an understanding here. He says as follows, "Zoho da'alanu." This pasuk of Vayivarech Vekadesh is telling us Mimenu Yisale from God, a message from God. And who's us? Asher Anachnu Nichbadnu BaTorah VeHutav Lanu BaShabbos. We Hashem is telling us. Who's the us? We who were honored with the Torah and benefited by having Shabbos. Hashem is telling us, Shehu Yom, that this seventh day is a day, Shekvar Kidein Kvodo, that it's its glory, its honor, this the honor of the seventh day is already from way back, Kidem, from the very beginning. Kidem kvodo usidulaso, and its specialness, ugidulaso, and its greatness, it that already originated bereshis yediaso yisala, from the beginning of his, of God's knowledge, whatever that means, mitrilas habriya, from the very beginning of the creation. Okay, he goes on. We'll come to his continuation in a second. According to Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam, so what does it mean? So it's unlike Rashi and Rav Sadia Gaon. He says that it means that Hashem then. It's not al ha'asid, but it's the hoveh. It's then Hashem blessed and sanctified the Shabbos. Yeah, this always bothered me. What does that mean? What does it mean that Hashem blessed the Shabbos then? And that's not talking about the future. Future, I understand, but what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbos? There's nobody around. Like, what does it mean? What does it mean? Okay. Yeah.
Rabbi,
yes.
Isn't it in the past? Not even the Hovem, but it's the Avar. No? Because it's at the beginning of God, like God's knowledge before the universe was created.
You're right. I'm looking at my separation soul as sort of one unit, but you're technically correct. Okay, it's from the very, very beginning. That's true. Okay. We'd also, you know, when we looked at it, it's a funny, the Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam has a funny, like, introduction to this whole thing. He says, Zo hoda lanu mimenu, asher anachnu nechbadnu batorah, v'hutav lanu bashabos, right? That introduces the whole idea, that right? He could have said, Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam could have started just by saying that this is, v'yivarech v'yikadesh, that this is a day shekidem kvoda. What's this? Hashem is telling us, he's announcing to us, he's giving us this, you know, this important message. What is that? Okay. All right. If you take a look at the Nusach HaTfilah in the Siddur of the Rambam, so at the end of Sefer Ahava, the Rambam has a Siddur, the text of the Tfilah. So for Leil Shabbos. So it's very close to what we have in the Sechashkenaz and the Sfar. It's close, but little bit different. He says like this: Atakidash es yom hashvi'i lishmecha lishimcha tachlis maaseh shamayim va'aretz. So you sanctified the seventh day for your name. The tachlis, the end, the purpose. You could translate tachlis in a couple of different ways. We'll leave that of maaseh shamayim va'aretz, of the creation. Uveirachto mikol hayamim, and you blessed it more than any other day, and v'kidashto mikol hazmanim, and you sanctified it more than any of the other many, sanctified it more than the zmanim. So the zmanim, I believe, refers to, and it literally means the times or the seasons. I believe it refers to the Yom Tov. Okay, so kamur, and what's the proof text? What's the pasuk that proves this? That shows us this. And in the sidurim that we have, so we have the whole parsha of Vayichlu. But Rambam had like this kamur. It's our pasuk. Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashviv hakadosh asar, etc. Okay, so it's funny. So if you look at the tefillah now. So the tefillah is elaborating or explaining the pasuk, right? So what, follow now the flow of the tefillah. Ataki dashtes yom hashvi'i. So there's the kedusha. What does the kedusha mean? Lishmecha. So you sanctified it for your name. Tachlis maaseh shamayim va'aretz. Good. Uveirachto mikol hayamim. And there's the bracha, and you blessed it more than any other day. V'kidashto mikol hazmanim, and you sanctified it more than any holiday. So I just want to understand that. So the tefillah, the bracha is like explaining, elaborating on the pasuk, So the pasuk says Vayivarech Vayikadesh. The tefillah you have kedusha, bracha, kedusha. What are the two kedushas? What's going on over there? Okay. All right. Now going back to the to Avraham ben Arambam, he says like this. He said after he wrote that Kvar kiden kvodo segulaso gedulaso bereishis yediyaso yisalem itchilas abriya. He said that God blessed and sanctified the seventh day from the beginning of the creation. He continues. He says like this. He says that Hashem. I'll read it again in translation. Hashem hivdil osanu. God separated us, Bnei Yisrael, the kibed osanu and honored us. Vodia oso lanu, and he informed us of it, of the seventh day. Vitzivanu al shmiraso, and he commanded us to observe, to keep it. Valzeh, okay, we're good. Valzeh amruzal, and about this did the Chachamim say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So this is Gemara in the Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Tova b'veis genazai v'Shabbos Shema. I have a great present, a gift, in my vault. Okay, that's good. In my vault. The Shabbos Shema. And the name of this matana is Shabbos. Vani asid litna li Yisrael. And I'm going, in the future, I'm going to give this present to this gift to Bnei Yisrael. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Hamikra, this is Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. Now, the Hamikra shehevi le'edus lazeh, and the proof text that the Gemara brings to prove this is Mora el Tamzet, to teach about this idea, is Re'u ki Hashem nasan lachem ha-Shabbos. That's by the Mon, by Vigona, right? So, see, Re'u, see, look, see, that Hashem gave you the Shabbos. So, what's the proof text? So he explains. Behei hayidia. It doesn't say Ru'u ki Hashem nasan lachem Shabbos. It's Ru'u ki nasan Hashem lachem es ha-Shabbos. The Shabbos. What does it mean, the Shabbos? Kidei lahoros, that shows you shu yom shekidein beveis ginzayidiyaso. It's something that already exists from before in the vault. It's there from before. I'm sorry, Beveis Ginze Yidi Aso Yisala. In the vault of his knowledge, of God's knowledge. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. He's pushing us to a place, right? I'd like to understand the emphasis on this idea of Ginze Yidi Aso, Tchilas Yidi Aso. The Shabbos exists from the beginning, from before, from the ancient time, in God's mind, kaviyachol. What's he saying over here? Okay, all right. And then I like to understand, like, what's this great present? I mean, we have many mitzvahs. The whole Torah is a great present. I mean, this is something. It sounds like something like really, really special. What's the matana that comes out of the vault? Okay, you with me? Those are the questions. All right, is it good? It makes sense? So, okay. We're good? Okay. All right. I just want to say, like, again, this is, I'm going to present, like, some thoughts about this. And like I said, I welcome questions and comments. Just in terms of the methodology over here, this is one of those shiurim that, I think it's important to follow the sources and let the sources talk to us and see where it takes us. It's a little bit of an odyssey, but I think it comes out of the sources here. Okay, so we'll start with the following. We'll start with the pasuk in Shemos, in the first of the the first set of the luchos, right, in Yisrael. So the it's in Shemos Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, so after giving the mitzvah, the tzivui of Shabbos, so towards the end, so the pasuk says like this. That it says Vayonach Bayom Hashvi'i, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nach on the seventh day. Al Kain Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VaYikadoshei. So that pasuk clearly is a reference back to Bereishis, right? Al Kain Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VaYikadoshei. That's clearly a reference back to VaYivarach Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i VaYikadoshei. So what's the basis, what's the foundation of the bracha and the kiddush of Shabbos? Vayonach bayom hashvi. I'll read it again. The pasuk is, Vayonach, I'm starting in the middle of the pasuk. Vayonach bayom hashvi'i, al kein beirach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikadoshei. Because God was nach bayom hashvi'i, therefore, al kein, therefore, he blessed and sanctified the seventh. So if we want to understand the whole idea of bracha and kiddush of Shabbos, so we have to understand the foundation of the nach. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Now I don't want to step anywhere out of line. I mean, you have to hold me to this. Okay. All right. So what's the nach? What's the niyacha? What is that? So fortunately, the Rambam talks about it. And my assumption is, I am making one assumption, and my assumption is that Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam and the Rambam have the same outlook. That you can challenge me on. I can't prove that. But I'm working with that assumption. Okay, so the Rambam talks about what is the Nach. He talks about it in the Mora in Chelek Aleph Perek Samach Zayin. I'm going to read to you and translate this. This is a short little thing over here. I'm going to do it in Hebrew, and then I'll translate it into English. It was written originally in Arabic. So the Hebrew that I'm going to read to you, you will not find in any one version of the Mora. So this is me, because I went through the Arabic, and there are problems with each of the translations. So I did my best to translate the way that I think that like what the Rambam wrote. Okay. So he says like this. He says, "Ha'amida min hadibur, cessation, stopping from speaking, ba va lashon nicha, is that when the cessation from speaking." Is labeled, is expressed in Tanakh or in the Hebrew language as nicha, as from the word nach. So what does it mean that vayanach bayom hashvi'i lufi zeh ha'inyan, and based upon this, ne'amar vayanach bayom hashvi'i v'gomer. That's what it means, vayanach bayom hashvi'i. It means that God stopped Kaviyachol, from speaking the ma'amaros of Bereishis. That's what it means. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Asara ma'amaros. Okay? The first one is Bereishis, then Vayomer Elokim Yior, and there's nine more. Okay, right? Okay. Bereishis and nine more. Aval HaChachamim V'zulasam in HaMeforshim Samuhu me'inyan ha-menucha. He said, the Rambam says that the Chazal took a little bit of a different approach. Ritzon alomar hefseik habriya bo. It doesn't mean cessation from speaking. It means stopping the creation. The efshar, said, based upon that, the Rambam, he's going to now reconcile the two ideas of nach. The Efshar Sheyia in Yano, so he said, what do they mean when they say that God stopped creating, right, on the seventh day? So it means, the Efshar Sheyia in Yano, Shebechol Yomin Hashisha, Hayu Mischad Shem Chidushim, Michutz Lateva Hazeh Hayatziv, Hanimsa ata bimtzios bichlalo. So wow, okay, that's a lot. So it means like this. He says that on the 6 days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created new things that were outside, or not. Let me say it this way. That again, michutz lateva hazeh, outside of nature. Hanimsa hayatziv, the permanent nature. Yatziv means standing. The standing laws of nature. Hanimsa ata, that exist now. Bimtzius bichlalo, now that we have the entirety of physical existence. Uvayom hashvi'i, I'll explain what this means in a second. Uvayom hashvi'i, and on the seventh day, hismid hadavar. He, from tamid, he made it constant. He caused it to be constant. V'nisyatzev, and fixed. Kifi mashu ata, as it is now. So what is it? The Rambam says like this. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that God rested on the seventh day. So it means that during the 6 days of creation, there were no fixed laws of nature yet. Everything that came into existence was by kavyachol direct divine will. And there was no system yet. But on the seventh day, when everything came into existence, when God created everything that was going to be created, so then in its entirety, then God set up the fixed laws of nature. And therefore, to our minds, so it's as if kavyachol God rested, because during the 6 days, so there was kavyachol, pardon my use of the word kavyachol, I just can't say it without, can't express the idea without saying it. That during the 6 days of creation, so everything required a direct divine will. It required a direct divine will. So that's, to our mind, that's work. Right, that's an active involvement, engagement. But on the seventh day, Hashem created the fixed laws of nature. So then Hashem, kavyachol, takes a step back, and like the world, you know, exists in its laws of nature. So that's vayanach. It's consistent with the idea that the Rambam himself started off with, saying that nach, and he goes into, I didn't quote it over here, he goes into the, like, the grammar of it. What's the shorash of vayanach? So, he goes into what the three-letter root and what three-letter root is. But it's consistent, because if you say that it's a cessation from the deeper of the ma'amoros, so the ma'amoros were during the 6 days, that God, you know, kavyachol actively said, let there be this, let there be that, let there be that. So that's a divine will and active engagement in the creation. And then on the seventh, the cessation from speaking means that that's it. It's, you know, no more direct involvement, and everything like it kind of goes on its own through the laws of nature. Are we good? Yeah.
Is he saying there were no laws at all, or there were laws but he was manipulating?
Well, I'll just. It's a good question. He says. I'll tell you what he says. He says, "B'chol yom min hashisha." Hayu mischadshim chidushim. There were new things. Michutz leteva hazeh hayatziv hanimtzata. Outside of what we now know as being the fixed laws of nature. So I don't know if that answers your question. Okay, so yeah. What's that? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
No, nature,
that's right. That's correct. When the last thing was made, whatever the last thing was, the Mishnah and Avos, the 10 things of Bein Hashmashos, whatever that last thing, when the last thing was done, so then it emerged like the fixed laws of nature that we know and love today. Okay. All right. I would tell you, listen, we can't really talk about it because Ein Dorshin and Maisa Gracious, but that would imply that I know what I'm talking about. So, okay. All right, we're good? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we could know. It's a good question. Okay, what's that? I don't know. I don't know. What's clear from what he's saying is that during the 6 days, there was no fixed system of nature the way that we know it today. Okay. All right. Okay. So based upon that, so what do we have? Where did the sources take us, you know, till now? So we have like this. We have the idea of Vayivarech Elokim Asiyom Hashivei Kadesh Oso V'Gomer. And then we have, that's in Bereishis. And then we have in Yisrael, we have Vayanach Bayam Hashvi Al Kein Beirach Hashem Asiyom Hashavis Vayikadeshayu. So the Brach and the Kiddush is based upon the idea of the Vayanach Bayam Hashvi V'Gomer. So I would like to understand, based upon, if you put these together, I just want to ask one more question over here. So the bracha and the kiddush that we're talking about, is the bracha and the kiddush of the Yom HaShvi'i of Maisa Bereishis? I mean, it's what we basically asked before. Is it of Maisa Bereishis, or is it a bracha and kiddush for each seventh day, for every Saturday? Okay. All right. So I think now, in order to understand this, we have to go. The Rambam made reference in the Rambam's first explanation of Ayanach. So he made reference to the idea that it's a cessation from the Ma'amaros. So I think we have to go to the Ma'amaros. Okay, right? That follows. Okay. So how do we analyze the Ma'amaros, the Asara Ma'amaros of Bereishis? So fortunately, there's another Rambam that talks about this. It's a Mishnah in Avos, the fifth parak. So it's parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. So the Rambam says as follows. And again, I'm going to read in Hebrew and translate it. And the Hebrew, again, is mine. It's like combines a couple of different versions, because I think Rav Kafich used the word that he shouldn't have used. It doesn't match up with the Arabic. He was plugging in his philosophical understanding into what the Rambam wrote. So, okay. I'm only saying that in case anybody looks it up afterwards and sees that the quote is not exactly... okay. So he says like this. Listen carefully. It says like this. The Mishnah says, V'asara ma'amaros nivra olam. And then the Mishnah says that could have been done in one, right? So now he's explaining the Rambam is explaining now the Mishnah's premise of the question and its answer. So he says like this: Hayayachol l'saper es kol habriya b'ma'amar echad. The Torah could have described the Maisa Bereishis with one ma'amar. V'yomar. And the Torah could have said, "Vayomer Elokim yiyu shamayim va'aretz v'yikavu hamayim v'sotzei ha'aretz," etc., etc. In one mamar, in one fell swoop, the entire creation. In one mamar. Instead, it's the mamaros are split up 10 mamaros over 6 days. But it didn't have to be that way. In fact, the premise of the mission is it should have been one. It could have been. It should have been one mamar. That's it. Ella, but rather yiched mamar lechol inyan. The Torah's description of Maisa Bereishis specifies a separate mamar for each part of the creation. Lahashmiacha, to teach us godel hametzius hazo, the greatness of the existence of these physical existences, the sidura and its system and its order, the sheha mafsida mafsid davar gadol, and a person who ruins it is ruining something great. V'hamisakna, misakin davar gadol. And a person who fixes it is fixing something great. I just want to, he explains what he's talking about in a second. It's good that you have that puzzled look, because what is he talking about, right? He explains it in a second. But I just want to point out, in other words, the difference is like this. Like if somebody came in with a watch, which let's say is it's an intricate thing, and just presents, here's the watch. So, okay, nice, impressive, you know. But if you describe it by talking about starting with every, I don't know what's inside a watch, but every cog and every gear and every, you know, little part, and then a watch emerges. So wow, that's like the appreciation for the system of the whole thing, the unity of the whole thing is impressive. Okay, and why do we need to be impressed? Because if you mess it up, you're messing up something very big, and if you improve it, if you're misacking it, so you're engaged in something really, really great. Ritzoni ba'amri mafsida. So he knew exactly that you were going to be, you know, wonder about what am I talking about? He says, I want you to know what I mean when I say mafsida hamafsid es nafsho. If you ruin your soul, v'lo naaseh shalem b'mino, and you're not perfected. So if you live a life that's not in accordance with the objective of a perfected human life, so you're ruining all of this, all of the creation. Wow. V'chein misakna hamisakein es nafsha. And if you live the right life, so then you're validating, you're fixing the whole creation. You have free will. You could, it's up to you. You could do something really great, or you could do something really terrible. And he says like this. How does the soul get into this whole thing? Because the human soul is the final tachlis of the creation of this world. As I already explained, says the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Perusha Mishnah. So it means like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, would have, should have, so to speak, created the world with all in one fell swoop. That's it. Boom. Creation. But the sipur of Maisa Bereishis is such, and I'm using my words here very carefully, and I'm not going to go into what I mean by this. So if you got it, you got it, and if you don't, it's fine. The sipur of Maisa Bereishis was described in the Torah in different stages to teach us an important lesson that about how great and how intricate and how wondrous and how majestic the whole system of the Bria is, because if you reach it, you know, if you live a life that makes the Bria validates it, so then that's fantastic. And if you live a life that doesn't, so then it's really horrible. Okay. So the sipur of Maisa Bereishis was split up into parts, was compartmentalized for our benefit, insofar as we are the objective, we are the tachlis of the Bria. So far, so good? You look a little... Okay. Okay. All right. Like it's the watch, right? If it's all in one sepur, if the sepur was one thing, so then it would be bad, right? But you would. What he's saying is we wouldn't appreciate the greatness of the what he calls Godel Hametzius Hazov V'Sidura. Yes.
Not just that we understand greatness, but we understand
Correct. Correct. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah, the Rambam didn't make it up. I mean, he's explaining the Mishnah. Right.
I think
he's saying that, like I said, I think that.
Can you go over the question?
Yeah, sorry. Question was like, what is the addition of saying Vayomer, like the, you know, 10 times? What does that add to the, you know, to, as opposed to just describing all the parts of the creation, right? Which you would have done, right? He himself says, he said, like, it should have, would have been, Vayom, this is the Rambam, Vayomer Elokim, Yiyu Shamayim V'aretz, V'yikabu Amayim V'sosei Haaretz. That's his quote. I mean, so Aaron's asking, so what does the Vayomer add to it? It's a good question. I have an idea. But, he's saying that, yes, but like the point is like this. He's saying that Yiched Maimar L'chol Inya L'Hashmiacha Godel HaMetzias Hazov HaSidur. So his premise is that by specify, by being Meyached, by having a separate ma'amar for each, describing each thing, so that gives a person, you know, like, apparently, I mean, you're asking like a sort of a question that deals with like the psychology a little bit, right? That if you describe that, it would be like saying, like, again, the watchmaker, you know, like if there's a difference between saying that here's a watch and it has, you know, 10 gears and whatever is in the watch, you know, like all these different ingredients. But it's different from saying, you know, okay, here's what I did. I first sat down and I created this cock. And then I sat down, and I created the, you know, like this polished surface. And then like each thing has a value, you know, like you could appreciate the value of each thing. And then when you put it all together and it works together, it's more impressive. It's not the focus of what I'm doing over here, but I mean, that's what he's saying. And somehow the fact that there's a yiched ma'amaro for each thing gives us the godel hametzius, the sidura.
I'm saying it's the way the original analogy was, where you just describe the watch as a whole, you're taking its parts. It's not quite.
No, it's all right. You're right.
It's just like, is it from the perspective of how God made it, or just describing the parts after?
Right. No, you're right. It's more than just describing the different parts. It's the exactly. You think it's, no, that's correct. That's right. That's right. And the Rambam actually talks about that also. I mean, what does it mean keto for each thing? That, you know, that each thing has a value, you know, unto itself. That's the ketov, and that's why the Rambam explains why there's no ketov, you know, on Monday. On the second day, so it hits the person different. Okay, all right. So now hold that thought, and now we'll go to a different Rambam. Again, following like sort of the sources. So the Rambam, what I'm about to say, there's no chiddush in it at all. We all know this, and we all know this probably since like third grade. So the Rambam in the Mor El Chelek Beis Perek Lamed Aleph says that the what's the root of Shabbos, of the mitzvah of Shabbos? Again, just take everything we did and just put it in the back of your head for a second. What's the foundation of Shabbos? So he says like this. He says ha'ila, like the root, bechizuk Torah haShabbos, in the strength, in the power of the idea of Shabbos. Shehi shlishis l'mitzius ha'eloha. And that's an incorrect way of pronouncing it. That's why I'm saying it. V'harchakas hashniyus be'esar dibros, which is the Shabbos is third, to the idea of the existence of God, right? Because you have Anochi and Lo Yia and Lo Sisa and Shabbos, right? So the first is Anochi is Metzias Hashem. Hashem. The second Lo-Yia is the denial, the denial of Shnius, of duality, that means, you'll say it in positive, the idea of Yichud Hashem. So it's close to the beginning of the foundation of everything is. So why is Shabbos take that place of importance? He says like this. Hadei is the Rambam's like sort of very famous view, and it's borne out so many times, and you see it in modern history, and in you go back, it's consistently borne out. Shadeos, because knowledge, ideas, im lo yiyu lahem maasim, if they're not attached to actions, sheyamidum, that set them up, where the actions set up the ideas, v'yifarsimum, and they publicize them, v'yasmidum, and they make them constant, v'hamon, amongst the masses of people, lanetzach, forever, lo yisharu. They will not last. The ideas will not last. If there's no system of halacha, if there's no system of laws that give expression, that give active physical expression to an idea, so the idea is gonna get lost. Just ask yourself the tens of thousands of talmidim that Avram and Sarah had of the nefesh asher asu b'charan. That the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, tens of thousands of what happened? What happened to them? So, if there's no halachic system, if there's no physical expression to the idea, it's going to get lost. The lazet ivanu batorah, and for this reason, we Advil zehayom. So for this reason, we commanded in Shabbos so that there would be the idea of the creation, Chidush HaOlam, in contradistinction, denial of the idea of the eternity of the universe.
Let's go outside.
That Shabbos was given as a commandment to root the idea of the creation of Chiddush HaOlam. Chiddush HaOlam, by the way, is part of the fourth Yisod, right? In the 13, what people call the 13 Ikar, the 13 Yisodos. The fourth one includes the idea of Chiddush HaOlam. I'm just waiting for somebody to ask me about the Rambam's playing with Aristotle's theory of eternity of the universe, but it's okay. It's clear he holds that Chiddush HaOlam is one of the Ikar. Okay, the Yisparsein v'metzius, and it'll become known throughout all of humanity. Kishe yishbasu b'nei Adam kulam. I'm not sure what he means here by kulam, because goy shabbos is chayav misa. But when everybody keeps Shabbos, b'yom echad on the same day. Uchashi yishayal, uchashi yishal ma'ilaseh. What are you doing? What's going on over here? So Yehamana, the answer will be Kisheshes Yam Masah Hashem, etc. So by our keeping Shabbos is a testimony, is an expression, a physical expression of the idea of Chiddush HaOlam. If I was blown away when I was a teenager. The apparently anybody here speak Russian? Nobody. So this the Russian word for Saturday, I may mispronounce it, like it's Sabato, it's Shabbos, for Saturday. I think in Spanish it might be also like that, something close to that. Okay. Sha'olul be'esar adibros harishonos hu kvod hayom v'hagdilo k'mo sha'amar al-kein berech Hashem es yom ha-Shabbos v'ikad sheyit. Okay, so that's the whole idea of Shabbos. As it says, Alkein Berach, it's one of the two psukim that we were talking about. Alkein Berach Hashem Asiyom Hashav Zveikad Shayu, Zeha Olo Hanimshach Li'ilas Kishesh Asiyom Masa Hashem Begom. V'tzivanu Batorah Hashvisa La'amanas Das Amiti Chidush HaOlam Hamora Al Metzius HaAloha B'tchilas Machshava U'v'in HaKal Shel HaAdam. This is a clear, direct path for human beings to get to the idea of the existence of God, Chidush HaOlam, the creation, who created the creation, right? So you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos, that's what the commandment of Shabbos is. No Chidushim here. And the Ram says the same thing in the Moreh in Chela Gimel, Perek Lamed Beis. I'll quote, She'ikar mitzvah Shabbos omnam hi lechazik ulekayim emunas hadeos ha'amitios v'chidush ha'olam. Okay? Good. And for this reason, I would just like to suggest, again, not a big leap over here, for this reason, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Shabbos that ha'Shabbos v'avodah zara kolachas mishtei and shkula keneged shar kol mitzvah satara. Okay. We're good? Okay. How does our keeping Shabbos, how is it a piersum, and how does it reflect upon the idea of Chidush HaOlam? How does that work? How does it happen? So the answer is, because the people do malacha for 6 days and rest on the seventh day, which is just like Kavyachol Hashem did. Okay, so that's how it's a reflection of what took place in the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis. Okay. And now I want to take a step and say as follows, that since in the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis, so it could have been one Maimar, the Vasachas, it could have been one, as the Mishnah said, one thing, no divisions, no extension over days, not right, just one instantaneous expression in the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis, not Asara Ma'amaros over 6 days. So I'd like to suggest then that another factor, in addition to the idea of man should appreciate the Godel HaMetzius, the Sidura, so the reason that the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis is in Asara Ma'amaros over 6 days is to enable us to do something which is going to reflect the Sipur Maisa Bereshis to be Mora al Chidush HaOlam. Is that clear? No? Okay. In other words, like this. The premise of the Mishnah was that the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis could have been one instantaneous bria. Poof. Right? Vayomer Elokim, what the Ram said, Yiyu Shamayim V'aretz V'kabel HaMayim V'sosei HaAretz, etc., etc., etc. Not over 6 days, just instantaneous one bria. Boom. But it wasn't. Why not? So the Mishnah and the Rambam explain this because Hashmiacha Godel HaMetzius V'sidura. Okay, I'm taking another step from the idea that the mitzvah of Shabbos is given to us, to Bnei Yisrael, for the world to be moreh, to show, to demonstrate Chidush HaOlam. How is it that we are moreh Chidush HaOlam? By mimicking, so to speak, the Sipur of Maisa Bereshis, working for 6 days and resting on the seventh. If the Bria was one instantaneous thing that happened not in division of days, just poof, there's existence, there'd be no vehicle for us to do in action, which is a reflection of Chidush HaOlam. And so therefore the Bria was the Sipur Maisa Bereshis. Again, I'm using my words here carefully. The Sipur Maisa Bereshis was done in a way that man can mimic it and thereby reflect the idea of Chidush HaOlam to the world. So the Sipur Maisa Bereshis was arranged in the way that it was, Dafka, so that man would be able to reflect this idea. Is that clearer? What's that? You mean in the Mishnah and Avos? Well, the Mishnah and Avos is talking about the. You have to follow the context of the Mishnah. Yeah, it's correct. I'm deducing it from the idea that the Rambam says, and again, no chiddush over there, that the whole idea of Shabbos is for us to testify that Hashem created the world. So the Mishnah says didn't have to be that way. In fact, could have, should have been one instantaneous thing without the division of parts. So but it was Asara Ma'amaros over 6 days, and then Niyacha. Why? So because that enables us to do the mitzvah, which reflects Chiddush Olam to the world. Okay. Now I agree with that. That's a distinct. That's true. But I'm saying if it would have what? Yes. Yeah. Correct. In other words, if it wouldn't have been done that way, I'm not going to get into like what's the primary thing. It's the primary thing. Lashmiacha. Is this the prime? Like that's not what I mean. I'm saying that if it were not this way, if it would have been one instantaneous thing, then we would be missing something. Then we wouldn't be able to do this. It could be. Could be. Yeah, that goes into the question of what's the primary. It's true. Yeah.
Is there two things? It could have been done in one thing, and then it was done in 10 Maros, and it was also done in 6 days. The
mission
is explaining 10 Maros.
Right.
You're trying to explain why you've done
it. 6 days, right. That's correct. No, it's true. I mean, well, let me put it this way. If it was done in one mamar, then it's going to be 1 second. You know, like that. Correct. That's correct.
Like you don't need for us to
stretch out.
Yeah, like we should need 6 days, 6 days and 7, but you don't need 10
mamars. Correct. That's true. No, good. Correct. Okay. All right. Yeah. So what I want to say now is like this, that according to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam, what he said that Yom HaShabbos is kiden kvodo usidulaso ugidulaso bereishis yediaso yisala mitchilas habriya vehivdil osanu vekibet osanu vaudia osolano vitzivano al shmiraso. It means that, which Shabbos is he talking about? So the answer is that the Shabbos of the Sipur of Maisa Bereishis happened because of the idea that man would have to reflect this to the world in a certain way. So the Sipur was, so to speak, affected by what man would have to do. Is that clear? You understand what I'm saying? If there was, in other words, like this, if there was no factor of people having to keep Shabbos in order to reflect the idea of Chiddush HaOlam, so then it would have been, the Sipur Maisa Bereishis would have been one Maimar and that's it. But the Sipur Maisa Bereishis was 10 Maimaros, and thank you, I mean, Aaron's right, you know, like over 6 days, Dafka, because man has to reflect the idea of Chiddush HaOlam. Okay, and that's the key name from the beginning of the Machshava of the Bria. Yeah.
Man has to do it means that it's a benefit for man.
No, 1 second, slowly now. Now I'm getting to, no. I mean, yes, that's true, but it's much more than that. Okay, I'm getting to that. That's my next step now. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, hang on. Let me just do this 1 second.
Yeah, okay.
Gershon's point. Okay. Why is this important? It's not just that it's for man's benefit. It's more than that. It's not that it's for man's benefit, but you have to remember, and I'm coming to this now, that the Rambam said that when he talks about in the Perashat Mishnah about the Asara Ma'amaros, so he left us a clue that we didn't yet fully explore, which is, he says, don't forget that man, the soul of man, is the Tachlis Habriya. Okay? So it means like this. It's more than just that, okay, it benefits man. The Bria itself had a Tachlis. And when I say the Bria itself, I mean the Bria of this world. Because there's a whole perek in the Mora about what the objective of the creation is, but that's not this world. That's the entirety of the creation. So in case anybody's going to ask me about that. But the objective of the Bria of this world is a human being living a perfected life. As he said, as I explained in the Hagdama to the Perashat Mishnah. So it means that Hashem, there's Sipur Maisa Bracious, right? Maisa Bracious. Maisa Bracious in this world has an objective, namely that man's soul should have the correct knowledge. So therefore, the Sipur Maisa Bracious was done in such a way that the objective of the Maisa Bracious is able to reach its is able to be reached. It's not just that it happens to benefit man. If there isn't a clear pathway for man to do this, then the Bria is missing its objective. So for the Bria itself, it had to be this way. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Is it clear? Okay.
Rabbi, I might have missed it, but just how is man tying into the Asara Ma'amaros and reflecting Maisa Bracious?
That when we work for 6 days and then we're shoveis, we're mimicking kavyachol the Sipur Maisa Bracious. So we're testifying that God created the world, as opposed to the idea that the world always existed. You follow?
And that's Dafka 10 Ma'amaros as opposed to one?
No. Well, that's Aaron's point. That's 6 days. It's 10 Ma'amaros. It's not one Ma'amar. One Ma'amar wouldn't be 6 days. It's not the idea of 10 Ma'amaros per se. That's what Aaron pointed out. He's right. It's the idea that it's spread out. It's Ma'amaros that are spread out over a time period that man can then mimic.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So are you saying that it's just the way the Torah described Maisa Bracious? Is it described it in this way of 6 days and seven that we can copy it and
yes.
That? Or are you also saying that God actually created the universe in a way which allows for calling it 6 days?
So that's why I said I was being very careful with my language and I kept on using the word Lasapir, but I mean that was the that's what I was referring to, and that's where Kafach, in my opinion, made a mistake in his translation.
Which implies it's actually something good about the creation.
Okay. Okay.
Well, about the Asara Ma'amaros there, his language there is about being the whole midst of the whole Torah, or just about the perfection of the soul?
The perfection of the soul. The God, knowledge of God. Okay, it's what you'd expect the Rambam to talk about. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so
Rabbi Zucker?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sometimes I'm a slow thinker. So the Mishnah in Ovo...
I'm always a slow thinker.
What?
I'm always a slow thinker. I'm jealous of you if you're only sometimes a slow thinker. Go ahead.
So the Mishnah in Avos that it was 10 Ma'amaros or one, that didn't affect how the world was created. Is that correct?
You'll talk to Aaron Zimmer after the Shiur. I'm not getting into... You'll talk to Aaron. Okay, I'm using my words very carefully because I'm following what the Rambam wrote, and it's the Sipur Maisa Bereishis. Okay? Okay. All right. There's another dimension, though. There's another dimension that we haven't turned to yet, and that is as follows. In the mitzvah of Shabbos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this mitzvah in such a way that man, who's engaged in his particular pursuits over the course of the six days of every week, then on Shabbos has a chance to be panui, to turn away from the pursuit of the particulars and be engaged in the pursuit of chachma, of Torah and chachma. So it's an interesting thing. The back to Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, in two places, he says something that's very sort of mysterious, not mystical, mysterious. He says one in his parish on the Chumash. He says on Shemos Perek Chaf Pasuk Yud. That's in the Aseres HaDvarim, Aseres HaDibros. He says Shabbos LaShem Elokecha. That's the pasuk. Shabbos LaShem Elokecha VeGomer. So he says B'Ta'amo HaNistar, in the hidden reason, Ramaz, he hinted, he alluded, the Torah alludes to, as hatachlis hashlishi sama'ula. It's a reference to the third great objective. Ma'ula al hatachlios, the highest objective. Kimosha b'yarno b'sefer hamaspik, as I explained in the Sefer Hamaspik. Hamaspik lo de Hashem. And then what is he talking about? And then he says, in Perek Lamed Aleph in Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, the pasuk again about Shabbos, Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, gam kein ramaz el hatachlis hashlishis mitachlios haShabbos. This also is an allusion, is a hint to the third objective of the objectives of Shabbos, kadesh yarchiv levavchem liyedia ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So in order to expand your heart, your soul, to know that I am God who sanctifies you. As I explained in the Sefer HaMaspik. So what is he talking about? Okay. There's no footnote in the Perush Rama on the Chumash, or at least not in the original one. I didn't look in the new one. What is he talking about? But I happen to have found it. So he says like this. If you take a look at the Sefer HaMaspik, for anyone who wants to look this up, so it's Chelek Tes Maimar Dalet Perik Yud Aleph Daf Dalet, and it's on the recording. But maybe an easier way for me to reference it is there was a new I think Feldheim did a Hebrew translation and an English translation of the Hebrew. It was written in Arabic, Hebrew translation and an English translation of the Hebrew. In that book, in the Feldheim book, with the Hebrew and in English, it starts on page Yud Beis, I think. Okay. So he says like this. He says, there are three, he says, I'm going to give you an example about how to keep the Torah, how to keep the mitzvahs. Three Chasidei Yisrael, Sheshamru Shabbos Achas. Three Chasidei Yisrael who kept the Shabbos. Harishon, Hosif al Shmiras HaShabbos. So what makes them Chasidei Yisrael? So the regular Jew, who's not a Chasidei Yisrael, just doesn't do work, just keeps the halachos. The Chasid, the first Chasid, is Hosif. He adds onto Shmir Shabbos, V'himanus mechilula, and not violating it. V'chashvo, he contemplates, Al tachlis haShabbos. He thinks about what's the objective of Shabbos. He spends the day thinking, what's the objective of Shabbos? Ubis bonino as brias haolam, his boninus klalis. He thinks about the creation in a general way. Ki hashamayim v'haaretz v'chol tzvam nivru b'sheishas yamim v'she'ein reishus l'reishisa zulas habore yisale. He recognizes that the universe is not eternal. There's only one eternal existence, so to speak. right? That's the first person. That's the first tachlis. Good. Vasheni, the second Michaside Yisrael, his bonin bid badavar beorach mefurat. He thinks about that, but in a more specific way. Everything that the first person thinks he's engaged in also, but more, his bonin of chachmas abore yisale devrias olamo. He thinks about the wisdom of the chachmas abore in the creation. He thinks about the wisdom, the greatness of each stage of the creation, and so that's deeper, that's better. The Hashlishi is the third one there. Hosif al kol mashes bonein bo hasheni shehoga al oseil. So the third one thinks about everything that the first and the second one think about, but he adds to it a thought about the Creator. Umochiach gedulaso mitoch gedulas maso, and he proves, or he has knowledge of the greatness, kavyachal, of the Creator from the greatness of the creation. Umevin es romimus hazika hasichlis v'hamitzvosis, and he recognizes the exaltedness of the connection between man and God from an intellectual hasichlis, from an intellectual point of view, v'hamitzvosis, and from a Torah mitzvah halachic point of view. Beino venkono kimo shehayisa kavanas habore yisale. This was the kavyachol intent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving us the Shabbos. Shenemar b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael osi liolam v'gomen. U'memait b'chol ma shemati shesazika azos u'v'sof darko hisig b'pnimiyuso yiras Hashem v'ava shamayim v'chashukas keel chai. So a person who is engaged in this is involved and understanding to the degree human being can to the Bore. So it's basically what the Rambam describes or alludes to. He doesn't really describe, alludes to in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, the first four prakim, the idea of that from Maisa Bereishis you can come to, you get from physics, the study of physics, you get the metaphysics. From Maisa Bereishis you get to Maisa Merkava. The Inkan Makom Lahara. Okay, but that's the third tachlis. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He says, ubisof darko hisig bipinimiuso, he attained in his soul yiras Hashem v'ava shamayim. I don't know why he did it that way, v'chashukas keel chai, and the love, the attachment to the living God. Okay. So I want to say like this now. When we rest on Shabbos as a reflection of Chiddush Olam, of Maisa Bereishis, the objective of Maisa Bereishis is a perfected society, or has perfected mankind. That's the objective. What does it mean? So the objective of the Bria has not yet been reached. When will the objective of the Bria be reached? After Sayyam. At a point when Umalahar is the Hashem. At that point, so the objective of the Bria is not, the objective of the Bria is reached in individuals along the way, but the full objective of Maisa Bereishis is reached only at, which is why it's reached only B'achas Hayamim, which is why I maintain that according to the Rambam that Mashiach is one of the sodas, one of the ikar. Why does Mashiach have to be one of the 13 ikarim, the sodas? The answer is because that's the fulfillment of the objective of the entire Bria. Okay. And what is that? What is the characteristic of that situation of the right of the Malahar Zdeyas Hashem? That people will be penuyim with la Torah v'chachmasa. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, yeah, he says, give me a second. Yeah, he says that lo nisava the famous right the lo nisava chacham banaviim for the Moshe Mashiach, not for power, not for glory, not for. Just said it should be penuyim b'Torah v'chachmasa. So we haven't reached it yet. But here's the Chachmas HaBorei is like this. He gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos. There's another dimension to the idea of the niyachat to Shabbos. That Shabbos is like a microcosm. We have an opportunity in Shabbos to turn away from the particulars of our mundane existence, of our physical existence, to be penuyim la Torah, which is a microcosm of the idea of the achris hayamim, which is the objective of the entire bria. So in Shabbos, where we are testifying, where we are, demonstrating the idea of chidush haolam, of the idea of the Bria, where the objective of the Bria is this, the ultimate objective of the Bria is this, the idea of Penuyim HaTorah, the Shabbos itself is a microcosm of that phenomenon. You follow what I'm saying? Moshe pointed out, Moshe said like this, that it's a mistake to think that it's like Shabbos as opposed to the week. Right, it's the week is one thing, and Shabbos is like a different thing. It's the week builds to Shabbos. Let me say it this way: the Shabbos redefines the character of the whole week. That just like in Maisa Bereishis, just like in the Sipur of Maisa Bereishis, the 6 days are lead-ins. They build to what Shabbos is: the idea of the Teva Hayatziv. Can't have that without the 6 days. It's not like there are 6 days and then the seventh is like a different thing. It's the 6 days lead to it, right? So too in our menucha, the menucha of Shabbos. So the Shabbos redefines this. So when we're engaged in the pursuits that we're engaged in during the week, so it's pursuit in the framework of Shabbos. So we earn a living to get food, to have shelter, to be able to engage in activities for our soul. It all leads to, and that's man is a microcosm of the entire society. Same story, and that's what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos Perek Gimel, Halachos Beis and Gimel, and in the Perek Hay of the Shmona Prakim. That all everything you do should be like l'shem shamayim should be for the purpose of pursuit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the it's an amazing thing. The Chachmas HaBorei is created the Shabbos that testifies to Chidush HaOlam because man's knowledge is the objective of the creation, and the way that it's done is a microcosm of the fulfillment of that objective creation, Ba'achris Hayamim. The idea of that man is able to be panui for the pursuit of Chachmas HaBorei. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah? Okay. Oh, so that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, in the Rambam's version of the Mishnah, the Rambam's text of the Mishnah is, so that it's in Tamid. Right, so the Shir Shalaviyim Hayom in the Mikdash on Shabbos was Mizmor Shiliyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir LeAsid Lavo. It's different from what the if you look in the standard Gemara, the Rambam's Girs was different. Mizmor Shir LeAsid Lavo LeOlam Shekulo Shabbos Menucha LeChaye HaOlam. So what does it mean? What does it mean? LeAsid Lavo. Menucha lecha, you know, what's that referring to? It's not referring to Olam Haba. It's referring to Yemos HaMashiach. So the Shabbos is like I don't know. By the way, the Griz maintained that when you say Shir Shel Shabbos, the Griz held that you have to say that line. Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbat Yolavim Amar Mikdash, Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, Mizmor Shel Asalav Liyom Shkul Lom Shkul Shabbos Menucha Lechay Olamim. So that's what he maintained. Moshe, you want to say us to Rosh Yeshiva about that, right? Yeah. So I think he said it's the Griz is a difficult pshat, you know, like to include it in the Mizmor in the Shir. But anyway, it is a Mishnah that's what the Shir was, and that's the character of the Shir of Shabbos. So it's when we say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, right? There's the in the Zmiros, right? Ma Yedidus Menuchas Me'ein Olam Haba. It's Gemara and Brachos, but the Gemara and Brachos is not going on Nun Zion on a base. But there are three things that the Gemara and Brachos says that are Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is one of them. Tashma Shemitah is one of them too. I mean, like, so it's what is it talking about? You know, like, it's not, you have to go through that Gemara. It's Me'ein Olam Haba, I want to say, is not Olam Haba. It's Olam Haba. It's not after you die, because la'asid lavo is not a way of expressing the Olam Haba after death. It's Olam Haba in contradistinction to Olam to Olam Hazeh, the world in which that we occupy right now. So I think Chazal actually do. There's a shiltos. There's an amazing shiltos. Listen to this. The shiltos of Achai Gon says like this. It's in Sidras Bereishis, Shilta Aleph. The Dibra Masvil is Baram Tzarech. Okay? So here's the shiltos. HaShabbos lo nitna ela dugma la olam haba. Okay? Shabbos was given as a model of olam haba. Ma Shabbos lo nitna ela la achila ushasiya ulakales lakadosh baruch hu. Just like Shabbos was given to eat and drink and to praise God, af la olam haba ein lo la adam elo lechol v'lishtos ulakales lakadosh baruch hu. Now you can't tell me that that's talking about what we generally refer to as olam haba. It's not achila ushasiya. That's an open. I mean, aside from the logic of it, it's an open Gemara. So Chazal used the Olam Haba, and it's not the only place. I mean, but theirs is like a clear, you know, idea that Olam Haba, as opposed to, yeah, but I think what's the in the Haggadah, right? Kol Yimei Chayecha. No, but what's the first? Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha. Go ahead. Yimei Chayecha. No, not day and night. Mechayecha olam hazeh, right? Kol yichi mechayecha l'havi l'mos Mashiach. So olam hazeh, as opposed to like the future, that is a use of Chazal. You have to know the context. I mean, it's also true that olam haba refers to the after death state of the soul. That's true, but okay. So I'm not, by the way, I don't know in the Zemer of Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Shabbos Menucha, so it could be that the author of the Zemer means Olam Haba. I don't know. You have to...
The Gemara in Brachos in Zion said that Shabbos is 60th of Olam
Haba. Yes.
The Rambam on that Gemara in the morning says that it was 60th of Olam Haba.
Yeah.
It shows it's the same quantity. In fact, it's the quantity it shows the same
thing. Right. It's hard to say that. Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. So let me see if I can start to wrap up. So what it turns out like this: the in Shabbos there are two sort of kiyumim, I would say. One is the idea of the idea of malacha, where you refrain from malacha means, so that's the idea of reflecting the idea, the sipur maisa bracious. That's one idea. The refraining from malacha also is the idea of being panui for the chachma, those two kiyumim. But there's another mitzvah in Shabbos besides malacha. What is it? Kinyan shvisa, tchum. It's another daraisa on Shabbos. Kinyan shvisa is not enough. That means you're settled in one place. Right, and where's the pasuk? By the way, where's the pasuk about the mitzvah of tchum? So yal yetzei yishmim kama b'yom haShabbos. So what's the pasuk? What's the context? Is the mind? That's the parsha of Re'u kinasan Hashem lachem es haShabbos. That idea, that's not the sipur ma'aseh brachos. That's the idea only purely of being panui you're settled. You're relaxed. You're not in active pursuit of the other things that you did during the week to lead up to the Shabbos, right? All those that we explained before. So that's the raya that the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aramah brought. Re'u kinasan Hashem lachem es haShabbos. So it's the idea of the in the yacha, the idea of panui. Why is panui important again? Because there's a unified idea of it. What brings it together is the idea that Shabbos is the observance of the mitzvah of Shabbos is to reflect the idea of Chiddush HaOlam, of Sipur Maisa Bereishis. The tachlis of Maisa Bereishis. I didn't say Sipur yet. The tachlis of Maisa Bereishis is the society of perfected man that exists in a state of Panui la Torah v'chachmasa, and Shabbos is designed in such a way, is uniquely designed in such a way that you have all of those elements together, like in the Shabbos, that brings a person to that. The microcosm that we have of Shabbos, of Me'ein Olam Haba, is one of the ingredients that helps get us there. We're not there yet, but when a person's panui, when people are panui, La Torah v'chachmasa, so that's, and contemplate the idea of Chiddush HaOlam, Chachmasa Borei, so that's where that helps bring us there. So I want to say now like this, that let's go back to the tefillah for a second. So the Ata Kidashas Yom HaShvi'i L'Shmecha, Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim Va'aretz. That's Kiddush. Uveirachta Mikol HaYamim, it's Bracha, V'Kidashta Mikol HaZmanim. Is Kiddush again? What's going on in Tefillah? So I want to say like this. It's gorgeous. I mean, the way the Chazal structured the Tefillah now. So you have as follows. What we're saying is that the Sipur of Maisa Bereishis was constructed the way that it was Davka in order to enable man to be Shoveis, to reflect the idea of Chiddush HaOlam, the Chachma Sabori, everything we're saying. Dafka because of that. So Ataki Dashta is Yom Hashvi Lishmecha Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz is referring to the Shabbos of Sipur Ma'aseh Bereishis of then. Okay, that's L'shem Hashem that was done. It was constructed in that way so that man can the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Of Sipur Maisa Bereishis, who was constructed in that way, was fashioned in that way, so that man would be able to fulfill the objective of Maisa Bereishis. Uveirachto mikol hayamim. So now you have bracha. It's funny. So then you have kiddush afterwards. Uveirachto mikol hayamim. So I would like to suggest. I can't prove this, but I'd like to suggest. Uveirachto mikol hayamim refers to two things. Uveirachto mikol hayamim. You gave a bracha. What does it mean? You gave a bracha. It means to give a bracha, it means to bestow a character, a quality onto an object, right? So So Hashem gave a bracha to Shabbos, Nikol HaYamim. What was that referring to? So I'm going to suggest that it refers to both the Shabbos of Sipur Maaseh Bereishis and every Saturday. It's a vague term, Berach to Nikol HaYamim. The Yamim of Sheshes Yamim of Maaseh Bereishis, or Nikol HaYamim of our days today. I'm going to suggest that it's both. And then Kidashto Nikol HaZmanim, where the Zmanim is referring to the Yom Tovim, that's clearly not voracious, it's today, it's us. So the tefillah is a transition showing the connection between the way that Sipur Maaseh Bereishis was constructed then, because of, for the purpose of the Shabbos that man has in order to fulfill the objective of the Maaseh Bereishis. So it goes from Kiddush and Bracha of Shabbos of Bereishis to Bracha and Kiddush of every Saturday. Because the Maaseh Bereishis Shabbos was the Sipur Maaseh Bereishis, the Shabbos of Sipur Maaseh Bereishis was fashioned the way that it was in order that man would be able to reach the objective that the Bria was set up for. And that's what Rabbeinu Avram ben Arava means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed Bracha and Kedusha to Shabbos Me'az, as opposed to everybody, like the Rashi and Sadia go, and that it's only talking about this. What Rabbeinu Avram ben Arava is alluding to is the idea that the Shabbos of Sipur Maaseh Bereishis was constructed the way that it was because of the man's Shabbos today, because that enables the fulfillment, the hasaga of the tachlis of the Maaseh Bereishis. You see? And that's what it means that Shabbos is a matana beveis genazav. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Sipur Maaseh Bereishis the way that he did, and he kept the Shabbos from the very beginning of the architecture of Sipur Maaseh Bereishis because of the fulfillment of the tachlis of Maaseh Bereishis. But it's a matana because it's constructed precisely in such a way that mankind will then be able to, through the Shabbos, and very intricately through the Shabbos of the idea of Chidush HaOlam, which brings a person to the knowledge of the Chachmas HaBore, and the Niyacha of being Tanui for the Torah and Chachmasa, which is what Yemos Mashiach, the objective of the Bria is all about. That's contained in the Shabbos. That's the matana of the Beis Genazav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that the Gemara is referring to, that the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arava says was fashioned from the Tchilas HaBria, because that's the way to reach the objective of the Tachlas HaBria. And it's an amazing matana to mankind. And it gives us the ability, the pathway, to be able to reach the objective of the Bria for which we were created. The way that it's constructed is just an amazing phenomenon that leads us to this. I think that's what I think the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arava is talking about. That's the gift of Shabbos, and tying together the different objectives. It's not different objectives. The one objective and its different manifestations. In our Shmirah Shabbos, and that's why it's Shkula Kenegad Kol HaMitzvos, and that's the basic Nasav. What does that mean?
So he says,
he bestowed upon this day a special character. Right. That's what I'm saying is that on the day of the Sipur Maaseh Bereishis, the Shabbos Me'az. So he gave it. He set it up in a way that he, quote unquote, didn't have to, wouldn't have set it up this way. Right. But he gave it this character in order that it would be done in such a way that man would then be able to reach the objective of the Bria so that the creation is now complete.
That's called bracha.
Well, bracha, I think all bracha means is that he doesn't go into what the definition of bracha is as opposed to kiddush. I think that bracha means bestowing a quality upon, like upon something.
What is kiddush?
Separation.
Separate
yeah.
And the one in Yisrael came
out of Hashem's Yom Shvi'i. So that's so Vayonach Bayom HaShvi'i, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that's what got us into the whole thing. Vayonach Bayom HaShvi'i Al Kein Berach Hashem's Yom Shabbos Vayikach Shayu. The source, the foundation of the Brach and the Kiddush is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nach Bayom HaShvi'i. What does it mean he was Nach? It means that there were Ma'maros over 6 days, and that then there was a cessation. The world of nature, the laws of nature came into being, like everything that, you know, that the Ram talked about in Perek, Son of Zion. I mean, like, and that is the source, that is the foundation of the Bracha and the Kiddush.
Okay. So that's a reference to the Bracha and Kiddush of Shishas, of the Mice of Religious?
I think so.
Not a reference to, like, Kiddush and Bracha of the Shabbos that we have.
Al Kain Beirach, it's the past. In other words, it's referencing I think that's clear. I mean, it's referencing the fact that Al Kain Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VeKatcheyu. What are you talking about? Where was Hashem Mevarech Mekadesh Shabbos? VeChulu. Somebody else.
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly what you mean by saying that Sefer Olam said that Sefer Olam is gracious.
Yeah.
But I think you mean something like, have the Torah described Ma'aseh Bereishis, not Ma'aseh Bereishis.
That's correct.
But when you're talking about how it's like basically Nazai, and it's an original Shabbos, presumably that predated the Torah. You're talking about something that was already in the creation itself.
Right.
So it's not just about the Sipur Ma'aseh Bereishis, but it.
Well, you're asking me now about the interplay between the Sipur and what actually happened? You're going to have to talk to Rabbi Zimmer. It's beyond my pay grade.
Does this work out if it doesn't have something to do with what happened in actual Ma'aseh Bereishis? It's totally about the way the Torah describes it that this Shabbat work out.
Let me say it this way. What we do, the reason that I was okay with saying what I said, I don't think that I crossed any lines with regard to any sodas, which I would never do. So I think that it's clear from the Rambam's in a number of different places that the Sipur and the actual Maisa are there's a deeper meaning of the Sipur that alludes to a reality of the Ma'aseh Bereishis that we don't know. Or that, well, certainly that we don't know. That I don't know. I don't want to speak for you.
But the basic knows I imply that there is a parallel.
There is a connection. What is it? I don't know. Yeah.
Referencing.
Yes, exactly.
And there is the way we think about.
Correct. That's maybe the best way to say it. You know, the human comprehension of my subconscious,
which is funny.
Correct. Okay.
Now, I just had a point that's related, but
sure.
Separate from the share. So I have years ago discussed that people ask the question, like, you know, the 50 billion years, and the 6 days or day,
right.
So a question someone may ask is, so why didn't Torah write that?
Right.
They sometimes that the book said Iran or something.
Right.
But the fact that it said days enables.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
That's
also that other problem with justifying science.
Right. That's exactly correct. Let me just say it in case people didn't hear it. Right. So Rabbi Feder mentioned that the age old question, pardon the pun, of the age of the universe, 14.5 billion years old, and the Torah says 6 days. So a classic answer, or one of the classic answers is, well, it doesn't mean days, it means eras or categories that's an approach, right? So, but then the question on that is, well, if it said eras, so just say eras, or just say, chalakim, or whatever you would use. But the Torah Dafka said days, because that enables us to do something which serves then as a reference or a mimic or whatever word you want to use there, to testify about Maaseh Breishis. If it's not put in the framework of Yomim, then we have no access to the idea of reflecting Chidush HaOlam through our observance, through our Maaseh. And that was necessary. Again, that's why the Sipur is so important. The standard translation of the Perush HaMishnah says Lesaper, or as the correct translation. I understand why Rav Tafarich did it. I think he's just mistaken. He said the way he translated it, it makes it sound like it's what actually happened. And if you look up the, which I did, if you get to the Arabic, it's not what he says it is. Anyway. Are we good? We're good. Okay. All right, Yashkar, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. This?